Tim from Rise Against. Hey, dude. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
Welcome back to the country.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Straight off the plane from New Zealand. A massive show last night.
It was a lovely flight and a lovely show.
And a short flight, too. So
Yeah, you know, I mean, anything's short compared to the 13.5-hour flight from L.A.
The burden that we put on you to come here and play
shows. That's all right. You know, back at home in Chicago, I have two young kids. Mm. And so being, like, on a quiet plane for 13 hours is actually somewhat, you know.
That's your rest time.
Yeah. It was a pain when I was, like, 18, but now that I'm like 32, I'm like, oh, this is all right.
And I imagine, you know, being a father and you know, dealing with young kids, being on tour is probably a bit of a respite for you.
It's everything's flipped. Tour used to be really exhausting and home was like, you know, relaxing. Yeah. That's flipped completely.
Wow. So like, it must be strange, you know, when you, you know, people are going, man, these massive shows, you know, you guys are playing the biggest shows you've ever played. And for you, it's like, this is a holiday.
I know. Like, I'm like, yeah, I played a massive show tonight, but this morning I slept in. So
there were no nappies.
Yeah. Nobody lets me sleep in at home, so.
Wow, that is so un-rock and roll. That is amazing.
Oh, trust me, there's nothing rock and roll about,
Rise Against.
About the backstage of Rise Against.
Although the backstages would be bigger at the moment. Now, did you, like, you know, you're playing these shows and playing to, like, you know, sort of an all-ages crowd of so many kids that, you know, get to see you guys live. Were you the sort of kid that went out and saw massive bands in big stadiums when you were growing up?
I wasn't. I went to little, you know, holes in the wall and dive bars and bowling alleys and garages and basements, and that's kind of where, you know, I grew up seeing bands, and I didn't really go to a lot of the big venues. That's why it's sort of being a band that plays these venues, you mm-hmm. know, it's sort of a strange thing to sort of wrap your head around and to navigate.
And you grew up in Indianapolis.
I was born in Indianapolis, but I did not spend much time there. I grew up in Chicago.
Okay, I guess a few bands would have come through Chicago then.
Chicago was great. I mean, mm-hmm. it was a great scene and a great underground scene too.
Yeah.
You know, but and I also got to see, like, you know, Nirvana when they came through, or like Rage Against the Machine when they were playing in the 90s and like stuff like that.
Wow.
So it's like, but I've spent most of my time at a place called the Fireside Bowl in Chicago. You might know it.
That's right. I saw Murder City Devils there, Alkaline Trio there.
Okay,
Blue Meanies play there, of course, and various other
shows. Totally. As a kid in high school, I was opening up those Alkaline Trio shows, you know what I mean?
Really?
Whatever band I was in at the time, yeah. So
what sort of band was it?
I played in a band called Baxter. It was kind of like, we just wanted to be Fugazi, and we were failing miserably,
and that's
usually.
It's a fair mission.
It was a noble intent.
But on Triple J, that's Rise Against and Make It Stop. We should talk about this song and the video clip and the awesome message. A bunch of us here at Triple J have made the It Gets Better videos, which is sort of speaking out against the sort of homophobia that causes songs like this to be written, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
September's Children being the people that decided they needed to take their own lives because of the bullshit they were getting from homophobic people.
Mm.
Now, I saw in the making of the video to this, you went back to your old high school. Were you sort of one of the guys getting bullied at school?
You know, I was probably bullied a little bit when I first got into high school, but I was one of the lucky ones who I found the other freaks, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I found the other weirdos, I found the other deviants,
mm-hmm.
and we all kind of banded together, and, you know, I was really lucky to be a part of that sort of, that community of punk and hardcore kids, and, you know, and we got through high school and we had a great time, you know?
You said you were finding holes in the wall and finding old punk rock gigs. I mean, I did hook up with a bunch of weirdos and geeks and freak people and stuff, but we just listened to grunge music. I think that was just the era. We just have, like, you know, cut off army pants and listened to Pearl Jam.
Right.
But it is, and that is such a important message that you will find people that they might not be exactly like you, but they are feeling the shit like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can kind of sort of band together in that sort of thing.
Totally. And I think that, you know, aside from the hallways of your high school, it's like that some of these rock shows too, I mean, left unaddressed, I think homophobia mm-hmm. has the potential to you know, spread. And so I wanted to be, and I think, you know, we're a punk band that has been adopted by a larger rock scene nowadays, mm-hmm. and I find myself sort of responsible to bring some of the things I learned from that punk scene into this much larger rock scene. And I also don't want to get lumped into a scene that treats homophobia as something that's okay.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, because you do essentially play tough guy music or tough person
totally,
music.
Totally, yeah. And like, and our fans are like a lot of tough guys. And so that's sort of changed over the years. And so, which is exciting in the sense that I feel like I'm in a position to put water where the fire is, because sometimes mm-hmm. the fire is right there in front of us.
But, you know, as many bands find that try this, you know, no matter how hard you yell at this stuff, sometimes people, all they respond to is the loud music, and then they're jumping up and down and beating the guy next to them up, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And what is it like when do you feel a little sort of almost unempowered when you see this massive crowd and you can't see exactly what's happening in every corner of it and stuff?
Yeah, that when the crowds got so big where you could no longer, you know, mm-hmm. it's because back in the day, if there was a fight in front of you, you'd stop the show and, yeah. you know, find the people and, you know, you talk to them or you tell a crowd to chill out.
Although, if I can bring your attention to what happened at a Foo Fighters gig just the other day.
Oh, no.
When Dave Grohl saw someone fighting at the very front of his crowd.
Hey, mother stop, stop. No. You don't fight at my show, you asshole. Who's that right there? Let me see him. Who's fighting right now? Who's fighting? Let me see him. It's that guy in the striped shirt right there. Hey, mother, look at you. Hey, look at me. Hey, in the striped shirt. Look at me right
Essentially,
here.
Essentially, he gets the guy kicked out of the gig, which is a beautiful,
wow.
beautiful moment.
Dave Grohl, it's Ian MacKay moment.
It is in an Ian MacKay moment. And you guys are touring with these dudes when you get back to America,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll do 2 weeks with them. Yeah.
Don't fight in the crowd. That's all I'm telling you, Tim.
I was planning on it. Now I'm glad you told me.
He's good. Look.
Dance, you asshole!
good for him. Good for him. You know, because you don't see that all the time. You know what I mean?
Nah.
And even when you do see it, you know, you're not positioned to know who started what
exactly.
You know,
you don't want to kick the wrong person out,
right?
Or,
yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know. It's tricky, and it gets trickier.
Yes. Tim from Rise Against is in the studio. Rise Against kick off their tour with Sick of It All, amazing New York City hardcore band. Mm. Tomorrow night at the Entertainment Center in Sydney. Sick of It All haven't been here for a very long time
really?
Either. There's a very funny video clip that if you are going to go and see Sick of It All, you must watch because it'll teach you how to do hardcore dancing. The Sick of It All video clip from about 10 years ago teaches you all the moves.
It's classic.
It's very, very good. Classic. And that stuff obviously still happened. We actually got a nomination. It's Friday, and every Friday have a little segment known as
the Friday F*** Wit.
And someone has nominated, funnily enough, straight edge fans at shows for dancing stupidly and hurting my friends and me when we dance. Now you guys are a straight edge band, which means the after show parties must be just epic.
Three of us are straight edge.
Oh, yeah, the drummer
dance. Yeah, yeah. The after show parties are just absolute madness, you know.
Just decadence.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much take like Guns N' Roses style decadence mm-hmm. and just, you know, times by 10. So it's just madness.
Or just play Scrabble on the tour bus. You guys.
But I will say that I agree with this guy with this the kickboxing and the crazy dance that's out there. Like the music I was into in the 90s, there was this is something that came after that.
Yeah. I believe in Henry Rollins' own words, it's when the F you guys got co-opted by the F yeah guys.
Right, yeah, like, yeah. You know, yeah, Minor Threat weren't kickboxing.
No, you know? It was mostly just people laughing and
having a good time and drinking a lot of Pepsi.
Exactly. That's exactly what will happen. Now, you played a thing called Edge Fest in America just the other day. Now, is that just all straight edge bands or bands?
No.
Okay.
And in America, like one out of every five rock radio stations are called The Edge.
Ah, got it. Okay. Right.
It's like the most generic thing to call your radio station is The Edge. There's one in Toronto. There's one in Arizona. They're all over. And they all will then insist on naming their festivals The Edge Fest.
Got it.
So there are several Edge Fests. And we happen to play the one in Toronto with a Perfect Circle and the Weaker Thans and a bunch of other bands.
Yes. Well, the Weaker Thans would have a couple of non-drinkers in their lineup, I'm sure. But
They were great. They were great. And whoever thought an ex-propaganda band would sound like that?
I know. Well, listening to the songs that John used to sing on the Propaganda album, there's a chance he was heading in that direction.
Totally,
but
yeah.
We don't need to nerd out about punk rock too much. I know that we've got a couple of questions from the floor. Just wondering, Amy Smith is wondering whether you always, if you only have one khaki shirt that you wear at every gig you ever play at.
I pretty much do until I lose it or like it just like becomes, you know, unwearable. But yeah, it's pretty much I put the same stuff on every night. It's pretty gross.
Is it a bit filthy?
Yeah, you should stay far away from me if it gets close to set time.
Very nice. Very good. And the other question was that, it's Amy Smith again, wondering that if you are going to be playing Everchanging acoustically for this tour.
Oh, wow. I haven't done that in a while, but I'll submit the paperwork to corporate and I'll see what comes back.
See what Rise Against HQ, Rise Against Proprietary
It's a
Limited.
Lot of red tape. I can't promise anything.
Is that something that's going to happen, though? I mean, a lot of bands do this. Your Hot Water Musics and obviously Dallas from Alexis on Fire being coming City in Color. Do you see yourself, you know, putting on the large acoustic guitar and heading out on tour on your own?
I'm actually going to do some shows with Tom Morello in September across the States.
As the Night Watchman in his Watchman guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I haven't done really anything very formal, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's certainly something that really appeals to me because it's like when you're sort of, when you can strip back everything and you know, Rise Against and the way we roll, it's a pretty large machine of everything and people. And, you know, we employ a bunch of guys and that kind of thing. So it's something, it's become more and more appealing to be able to show up to a place with a guitar and just plug in and just play some songs.
So much cheaper.
Right.
It's just money in the bank.
Right, yeah.
Don't tell me with Rise Against you have someone switching your pedals for you yet. You haven't got to that stage.
I don't have any pedals.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm a purist.
Okay. Now, the exciting thing is, you've got a night off tonight before you hit the Entertainment Centre tomorrow, Monday night, the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, Festival Hall in Melbourne on Thursday, the AEC Theatre in Adelaide on Friday, and Challenge Stadium in Perth next Saturday. Massive, massive shows. And you're going to have a relaxing evening this evening, just having a meal on board the Sea Shepherd vessel, the Bob Barker.
Yeah, we always have dinner on boats, you know, every night. It's kind of how we roll.
You're a pirate band.
Yeah, we just kind of, every night, you know, we go out to dinner on boats. No, yeah, they invited us out, so Sea Shepherd is something that we've gotten behind pretty actively in the last few years, and so we're excited to actually be here at the same time they're here.
Yeah, and do you know what the kitchen's like on board the Bob Barker? I don't imagine it's that gourmet.
I don't imagine it is either, but neither is Rise Against, so it'll work out.
Awesome. Well, Tim, have an absolute ball on these shows with Sick of It All, amazing band from America. Now, what should we play? I've got either Ready to Fall or Give It All, both rhyming.
Oh, yeah. The
older tunes. What would you like to hear?
Let's do Ready to Fall. I prefer Bill Stevenson's recordings to all others.
to the ones before you got to, you sort of got your pride of place in the blasting room.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Here it is, Ready to Fall by Rise Against on Triple J. Cheers, Tim.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.